One of the age-old questions in philosophy is, why is there something rather than nothing? Why is all of this here? The universe, all that is, was, or ever will be, what purpose does it have? Does it have some grand purpose, or is it all just a fluke with no purpose at all? Does it even need a purpose? This has been a confounding question, one that perhaps stretches across all of human history. Perhaps early humans sat around the campfire pondering the question. Ultimately, any conclusions often involved the metaphysical, a question taken on and extended by theology and philosophy. Within science, however, it's typically been relegated to one basic idea. The universe simply is, and doesn't need a cause or explanation. Regardless of your feelings on that, there is actually a deeper layer here in the physics of what we know of the universe and its beginnings. It's not that the universe exists, rather why does it exist as it does? Or if you will, why didn't the universe fail? Fail, of course, is a relative term. What is a failed universe when you have no other universes to make comparisons? Is the word fail even relevant to a universe? The outcome is simply the outcome, and that's as far as it goes. So here we could set a ground rule, arbitrary though it might be. Often this issue, known as the fine-tuning problem, is framed in the context of life. How did everything come together just so as to allow for life to arise and intelligence to blossom? That's especially interesting and perhaps weighty, because intelligence really does constitute the universe's ability to perceive and to some degree know itself. I'm not sure what that says about the universe, however, since we can't figure out completely how it works. If we can't understand it, then it apparently doesn't understand itself. That aside, here we'll take it from a different context. Rather than take it from the position of why life can exist in the universe, we go broader. How is it the universe is just so as to allow for matter to exist in complex form? This is a problematic question because there is no ready answer, and the reality is that apparently it almost didn't. The universe could have done two or more things to short-circuit itself very early on, and these would have prevented the universe we see around us. And there is so far no answer as to how or why the universe did not short-circuit. The first of these short-circuits involves antimatter. We know that antimatter exists because we can create it. It's simply the inverse of charges in the atom. Get an atom of matter and antimatter together and they mutually annihilate in a complete conversion of matter to energy. We also know that antimatter can be created in nature. Huge, presumably natural fountains of positrons of unknown origin exist in the Milky Way, causing a light-years-long stream of annihilation as they come into contact with normal matter. But there's a mystery here. From what we understand about the Big Bang, it should have created equal amounts of matter and antimatter. It should have been a 50-50 split, symmetry. It did not do this though, or we wouldn't be here. Instead, there was an asymmetry, where there was just slightly more matter than antimatter. So while a great annihilation probably did happen, afterwards there was matter left over, which is all the matter we see today in the universe, and indeed we're made of it. A remnant left over from the violent beginnings of all that is, was, and ever will be. But had that not happened, had it been a true symmetry, the universe would have just been a big bang, followed by a flash, and that would have been it, as all matter created was annihilated by an antimatter counterpart. There simply would never have been anything here, after a brief moment. If there are indeed other universes in a multiverse, something we may never be able to prove or rule out, this might be how most of them go, if whatever it was that allowed for the asymmetry between matter and antimatter is not the norm. Another option is a sliding scale, where some universes have more matter and perhaps instantly exist only as a black hole, or less matter leading to a universe with far less overall gravity and fewer, if any, galaxies. Such a universe may be one of sparse hydrogen clouds and helium where stars are rare, planets impossible, and there is no life. There would be no way for such a universe to ever perceive itself. Another mystery on the side here is that of what role dark matter plays in any of this. The best, but not the only hypothesis for dark matter are WIMPs, weakly interacting massive particles, that like neutrinos simply lack any means for strong interactions with other particles other than gravitationally. But the antimatter problem comes into play here as well, because as a WIMP, a slow-moving particle with mass, it should have a counterpart. In other words, anti-dark matter. and it should have been subject to the same rules as normal matter, in that it should annihilate with its counterpart. Yet, it's there, and it makes up the majority of matter in the universe, so the asymmetry also seems to appear with dark matter as well. This is speculative, however, until someone figures out what dark matter actually is. Another option here, though not quite in the same grain, is the question of why the Big Bang happened at all. We don't know why it happened, what triggered it, or what came before it, if that's even a meaningful question. We just know that it happened, but it does not appear to be repeating in this universe. As a result, we really don't know how often Big Bangs happen. They may be happening constantly all over the multiverse, or they may not. But what we can say is that if whatever creates them is rare, then the universe under different circumstances might never have formed at all. Or maybe it only ever happened once. Not a far stretch, since time itself is a property of the universe. Without time, then only one Big Bang forming in an instant might have been what happened. We just don't know. Another is that all universes resulting from Big Bangs all happened at once in the multiverse. Though again, that's very highly speculative. But it might mean that the real cause of all Big Bangs was the commencement of time, whatever time is. Another way the universe could have short-circuited is even stranger than antimatter, and every bit as obscure as to why it happened as it did. The cosmic microwave background radiation gives us a clue as to a condition that was present during the Big Bang. It shows minute, very minute, temperature differences of unknown origin that may well have dictated the larger structure of the entire universe. Had the temperature been flat, with no variations, then we would still have a universe of sorts, but it would be very different indeed. The conditions of the Big Bang and the generation of the first matter was nothing short of remarkable, because it happened so fast, and was subject to some really precise conditions, very much dependent and defined by heat distribution. We know that the Big Bang produced helium, in addition to hydrogen and trace amounts of lithium and beryllium. But helium is what's important here, because to form a helium nucleus under these conditions requires a somewhat constricted temperature range, billions of degrees, but not a far spread. This situation was created by photons slamming into particles during the conditions of the Big Bang, and it also requires you to force a neutron into the mix, which would decay if it weren't coupled with a proton. The end result of all the physics of this is that to even have primordial helium, it had to happen in a span of a few tens of minutes within the Big Bang, and that's it. It would not happen again until the first star started fusing and producing helium. Then the expansion of the universe, at the time, put a stop to primordial helium production as the temperature dropped. Just a few minutes elapsed for all that to play out. During this, however, something happened that caused the very minute temperature differences, as opposed to absolutely perfect homogeneity. If that had not happened, we'd have a universe of equidistant hydrogen atoms unable to clump and form stars and galaxies. Rather, it would have just stayed that way either forever, if the proton doesn't decay, or in the extreme far future if it does. It would be a lattice universe where nothing happens, even if there is quite a lot of normal matter within it. There are also other potential ways the universe could have short-circuited, such as if the period of inflation, which is needed to explain what we see with things, like the cosmic microwave background radiation through observation, if that had never stopped, the universe we know would not have come to be. It had to slow down to the expansion rate we observe today. And there are many other aspects to the fine-tuning problem that are an issue, even before you get to the question of life. Rather, the existence of matter itself and the configuration it is to allow it to fuse elements in the cores of stars higher than helium. So what set all of these factors into play? We don't know. It could be that this is the only way universes can be, and we just don't have an understanding of the underlying reasons why things are the way they are. Another option is the multiverse, where there are many different types of universes, and this one just happens to be the lucky one for life, whereas most are not. Or it is fine-tuned, pointing towards a simulation or a metaphysical origin. But one thing is clear, as we study gravitational waves as probes into the earlier history of the Big Bang, then we can see through other means, either there will be answers, or there won't. But, as so often happens within science, with an answer also comes a litany of new questions. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently perplexed by the universe as usual. While it does allow for life, it only does so seemingly very conditionally for life as we know it. You need a planet like Earth, but the moment you step into the vast vacuums of deep space and the extremely hostile conditions around neutron stars and black holes, it's no longer fine-tuned for life, or matter as we are used to it. Very strange to think about, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.